Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. If you're listening to this from Usnashia Kanibu, and today I'm going to be talking to you about 22 lessons I learned from 2022. Yes, it sounds like you're normal, you're bland, you're hypothetical 22 lessons, but this is going to be a unique summary of everything I've learned so far in 2022. I'm going to be compiling it all into a podcast and giving it to you. So here it is. Now, before I go ahead, I want to just quickly say that I planned to release a podcast. In fact, I have recorded a podcast already on budgeting time and money. But it did not just feel right to release it, you understand, right? So after recording it, I had to just like scrap it. Okay, not scrap it, it's still my drafts. So I did not post it because it did not just feel right to post it. I don't know if you grab, right? So with that being said, I'm just going to go right now into my 22 lessons from 2022. Now, the first lesson is this. Your talent is not enough. Yes, your talent is not enough. It is not enough to see stories of people who are talented and expect that yours will be similar to them. Your hard work, no matter how much you make it seem irrelevant, is what will speak for you. So, your talent is not enough. What matters is your hard work. Yes. The second thing I learned from 2022 is that improvement does not come simply because you are consistent. Now, this was for me the best thing I've learned this year, even though I learned it this December. I think I learned it this December 20th or something. I learned it this December. Improvement does not come simply because you're being consistent. You don't get better at something simply because you are just consistent at it. No, that's not how the way works. That's not how the way improvement works. Improvement comes because you are deliberately improving on a given thing. Improvement comes because you are deliberately improving on a given thing. So when you consciously improve on a given thing, you find that you improve on it. Now, my third lesson from 2022, no matter how much you learn, if you do not implement what you have learned, it is as if you have not learned at all. Now, listen carefully to this. This is very, very sweet. No matter how much you learn, if you do not implement what you have learned, it is as if you have not learned at all. So learning without implementation or learning without taking action is the same thing as not learning. Now, to my fourth lesson for 2022, I learned this one through personal pain. I was shown shaggy, but God passed the shasha. Invest into your appearance. Invest into how you look. Invest into how you smell. These are the things they don't teach you in business school. Seriously. They don't teach you things like this in business school. They teach you that you need to learn soft skills like communication, critical thinking. But they don't just teach you that sometimes how you look goes a long way into determining if you're going to get the business deal or not. You understand, right? So look good, smell good. That's what you really need to do for yourself this 2023. And then the fifth one I learned is that do not allow the fear of what if to stop you from taking action on what is right. Now, I've always wanted to start a newsletter, but I allowed what if no one reads it? What if no one seems to care? What if no one is interested in it? You understand, right? And I allowed what if to like stop me from actually writing that newsletter. Till December 16th, I then wrote a newsletter and the reviews have been crazy. People are like, oh my God, that's not she. Why have you been writing this thing since? And I'm like, I understand, right? Please, it was what if. Like, seriously, what if really stops me from taking action? Please don't allow this to be you. You can never know what the result of what if will be if you don't take the action in the first place. 6. You have one life to live. Ensure you live it doing what you want to do. This is very, very crucial. You have just one life to live. Just one freaking life to live. So if you live it, not living life on your own terms, you have lost your life. Or literally, you did not even live at all. So have fun, do what you want to do, and live life. I'm learning that lesson a whole lot. Understand, right? Mm-hmm. 7. People who love you the most would seem harsh on you the most. Now, this is I'm going to share a personal story here. Don't worry, my boyfriend does not listen to my podcast, so he's not going to listen to this. So at the point in time, I was like wondering if my boyfriend literally hates me or something. Because he's always going to tell me, oh, so she improve your communication skill. I'm like, I'm communicating just fine, you understand, right? And he's always going to be like, always going to like start giving me like this kind of, okay, if you ever listen to this, I'm so sorry and I love you for it. Yes, thank you. Whatever your shades. He's always going to start giving me like just like long 30-minute advice. My God. At first, I was like, okay, this guy literally hates me, right? There's no way you're going to be with me and be like doing this, like, you understand, right? But then, after a while, I saw I was improving. I saw I was getting better. I'm able to communicate clearly. No, I'm not saying I could not communicate before. I'm just saying that I'm able to convey my ideas in the best light as possible, and I'm really, really glad that he came into my life. Okay, I'm definitely certain he's never going to listen to this. Then, 8. You have 3 most important resources. You have 3 most important resources on earth, which is your time, your energy, and your attention. And unlike Earth's normal resources, which seems to be infinitable or, yes, infinite, these resources are finite. You don't have enough time, you don't have all the energy in the world, and you don't have all the attention in the world. What do you want to do? You want to make sure you really maximize and optimize these opportunities as much as possible. As much as possible. You want to make sure you're managing your time. You want to make sure you're managing your energy. You want to make sure you're managing your attention and focus it on the best thing possible. Because at the end of the day, you will not be judged by how much time you like. You'll be judged by the result of your time. You'll be judged by the result of your energy. You'll be judged by the result of your attention. And if you did not optimize this from early beginning, you lost. I said that. Yes. The 9th lesson from 2022. Reduce the time spent between planning to taking more action. Reduce the time spent between planning and taking action. Don't spend your time over planning and less time taking action. Planning is good, but what gives you action, what gives you results is action. So you want to make sure that you really focus on what gives you results, not on the preliminaries to taking action. You understand, right? Yes. Then, my 10th lesson from 2022 is this. don't be rude just to impress others. Come on. I don't see why people are being rude. Like, I don't simply understand why people are going to be rude. I don't know why. Like, why do you want to be rude? It's just a one-time thing, or why do you want to be rude? Except if the person was rude to you in the first place, then you can go all 100% savage. But if a person, an innocent person, just comes to you and you're trying to be rude, why? Why? I feel that's weird. I feel that's very weird. It's just signs of insecure. It's just that you're very, very insecure and you don't know what you're doing. So don't be rude. Don't act unbothered simply because you feel something does not concern you. Yes. Sometimes you need to show concern, even when the thing in question does not concern you. So when it reaches your own turn, people will probably be able to show concern. You understand, right? 11, be grateful. My 11th lesson I learned from 2022 was being grateful. A grateful heart tends to see more opportunities than an ungrateful heart. So show gratitude. You understand, right? Show gratitude is very, very crucial. 12, my 12th lesson I learned from 2022. Convert your curiosities into money-making opportunities for yourself. So guys, literally, I created a book club for women. Yes. I created a book club for career women who don't like to read. Because I found that career women often don't read as much as possible as they should. So I created a book club for them. For them, basically. And this book club is something that in which I give you guys books to read every week, and then we deliberate on it. After deliberating on it every Saturday, we then read another new one. So simply because I love reading books, actually. And then what I learned, and that my 13th lesson was this: to get more, learn to give more. There is balance in give and take. And that's funny. It's very, very funny how many people seem to like underestimate this, just the singular act of giving and taking. The universe is balanced. So you taking without giving, you are trying to cause confusion to the universe. You understand, right? Give more, take more. That's how life literally is. And then my 14th lesson I learned, you guys should listen carefully. 14th lesson I learned was, do the boring things more often. They tend to give the most results. I kid you not. The boring things like writing, the boring things like reading. In fact, I ought to be reading at this point in time, but I'm here recording a podcast. Can you see the sacrifices I do for you guys? Do the boring things more often, because that what gives the results. 15, maximize the power of no. You will find it easier to work on what really matters. Maximize the power of no. You will find yourself spending time on the true things, on the things that really, really matter in life. Then, the 16th one you need to learn is this. Spend more time alone. Spend more time doing you. Spend more time improving your thought processes. Spend more time thinking. In fact, at the point in time, I used to date someone who avoided time alone. Nah, but see, I'm not saying it too much. Like, I'm using all my boyfriend as examples right now, literally. No, that's not my intention. But at the point, I was really dating someone who avoided time alone. And I would be like, oh my God, why don't you spend some time alone? It allows you to think. And he'd be like, no, I'm avoiding thinking. And I'm like, what? What? Can you see the reason why I broke up? The 17th thing you need to learn is, read good books. Write more. Listen more. Teach more. This is how you actually become better. So when people tell you to invest in yourself, I broke it down into four parts. Read good books. Write more. Listen more. Teach more. This is how you become better. You understand, right? The 18th thing you need to learn is, avoid lying to yourself. Now, I always lie to myself. I always lie to myself. But I've been consciously learning how to stop lying to myself. So avoid lying to yourself. The easiest person you can fool is yourself. The easiest person to fool is yourself. And once you fool yourself, it's just so once you fool yourself, you're able to twist and distort the truth into something it is not. So don't fool yourself. You understand, right? 19th lesson we are going to learn from 2022 is discipline your impulses. Discipline your urges. You are not meant to give in to every impulse you have at every point in time. No. You are not meant to do so. You're meant to discipline yourself. Control your urges. Control yourself very, very well. You understand, right? 20. My 20th lesson I've learned. Consciously filter what you think. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Listen carefully. Consciously filter what you think, because not everything you think is the truth. Okay, last night I was discussing with my boyfriend. Okay, I think today is the boyfriend series, because I've been talking about boyfriend since beginning of the series. But I want to just highlight something. Last night I was discussing with my boyfriend, and we're talking about how literally what you think is not necessarily true. And we're bringing up hypothetical experiences, and we discovered that the truth is that we both discussed it, and we compared opposing views and sides, and we discovered that the truth is that 100% ninety percent literally of people believe everything they think. They believe that, okay, since I can think this, I'm correct. And that's not how life is, right? You have to consider you as yourself. You're equally a human. And you're capable of making mistakes. So don't believe everything you think. Don't believe everything you think. You can make mistakes. Evaluate even your own thinking. But then, don't evaluate your thinking so much to the extent that you don't even think at all, or you second guess every single thing you do. That was driving crazy. But don't believe everything you think. Then my 21st lesson from 2021 is this: your physical health is directly related to your mental health. So to get better, you actually have to, okay, let me say, to get better mentally, you have to get better physically. Simple. To get better mentally, you have to get better physically. So when you find someone who is suffering from depression, instead of giving them an antidepressant, encourage them to take walks. Encourage them to exercise. Encourage them to do something good. And you find that it uplifts them better than even taking a depressant. An antidepressant, I mean. And then my 22 lesson from 2022. The sweetest of them all is that you should find inner peace. Yes. I think throughout my 2022, I was content in myself. This inner feeling of peace that I know that no matter what happens, that, okay, it happens. It happens, and I was at peace. I have this deep peace. It was not religion. Some people agree to religion, some people agree to different things. What is good for you is good for you. But for me, mine was not religion. I was just at peace, and I was at peace, that kind of inner deep peace. So guys, I really struggled with releasing a last podcast for the year 2022. And I can't believe I'm actually doing it. I struggled. I wrote a podcast. I scrapped it. And now I'm doing a podcast on 31st night. So I do really hope you listen to this. And I do really hope that this benefits you. And if you want to be part of my reading club, yes, I'm creating a reading club for people, for professionals who like to read. is going to be an accountability group. I'm promoting myself right now. I'm promoting you guys' interest. Better listen to this. So I'm like literally going to be creating the reading club, and you can come on at the minimum fee. At the minimum fee of 1,000 naira is an accountability group. Very, very simple. You're going to really enjoy it. 1,000 naira every month. You get access to books. You get access to accountability partners. You get access to a helpful community who helps you to grow. So all the best, guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Stay safe, and please, happy new year when it comes to it. Stay good.